All right, good morning, everyone. We got rain this week. A lot of it, too. We needed it. You know, that's what prayer do. It changes things. Last week, we made it to verse 8. Chapter 15, verse 8. Verse 7 says, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." And then he said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." Now they had just had their feet washed by Jesus. He gave them that example. And he was training them for what's to come. They had just had communion. Judas was gone, and he was training his true disciples for life, for what they would have to face. And again, they didn't know what was going to be. They didn't even realize that he was going to die for them. And he had recently told them, so he was preparing them. If you abide in him, and he abides in you, when that statement is made to people, most of the time people don't know what to expect. They don't know what's going to happen as you do those things. So the way they value it is different. If they knew the possibilities of what will happen if you abide in him and abide in his word and his word abide in you, most people would do it. Most people would give it all they got. But they don't know what's going to happen. Last Wednesday, the Lord talked to me about promotion. And promotion always follows obedience. When you obey God, you grow in ways you normally can't. You're going to gain insight that you can't get any other way. Even if you go to the best schools, this kind of fellowship and insight that you're going to get from abiding in the Lord, you can't get it anywhere else. And God told Joshua, he said, "Study my word day and night that you may be able to do all to stand." And it's the same statement that Jesus is making. He said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done to you." Now, the bottom part, that's what's attractive, to be able to ask something of the Lord and it'll be done. Sometimes people put things in other categories. Peter was a fisherman. He may have felt like Isaiah could ask what he would and God would do it. Because God stopped the rain for 3.5 years. And then brought it back when he prayed. Jesus is saying, you can do this. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. And, you know, they could see a prophet of God or some great man of God doing these things, but the prophet of God and all the great men of God were no different than Peter. And he did a greater work than all of them. He got people saved. He preached Jesus. They couldn't preach Jesus like he did. Isaiah prophesied about him, but Peter preached Jesus. He did greater works than Jesus over time. So, If his words abide in you and you abide in him, there are no limits. You can put things in motion that can't be reversed. God can anoint you to do things that you normally couldn't do, and things that's impossible for men, things that's impossible to understand. You'll understand it, and then you'll be able to teach it, and another generation will start off fresh with what you got.
Amen.
We're going to, you know, if time remains, which I doubt it will, we'll pass and go on, and the next generation will carry the torch. And we'll leave the earth in better condition than when we found it.
Amen.
And all of our prayers are heard. With promotion, you're going to gain insight. You're going to be prepared for something. And then when the Lord anoints you to do something, that anointing can do what people just can't do. And he gave me a dream. I dreamt about some apartments, and it was like the next step from the projects, but it was some apartments in the old neighborhood I lived in. In this dream, I was living there, and there was a 20-year-old girl with her with a baby, and she had her own apartment, and I kind of watched out for her because she was surrounded by a lot of negativity, people that wanted to exploit her, drug, you know, people on drugs, drug dealers. She was, you know, she was just in the wrong place to be trying to raise a child. But I was there too, so, and she lived close by, but I kind of watched out for her. And then when I woke up, I asked the Lord, what was that about? And he said, the anointing reaches deep in the heart so that people can grow, come out of, you know, negative situations. And what he was showing me was on the radio, there are many people, the anointing can be there to watch out for them, just like if you know, an older friend was there. To you know, I saw her as a daughter, and I wasn't going to let anybody bother her. You know, I was going to protect. But the anointing can do the same thing, and I didn't know that. So your anointing, when God, as God anoints you to do things, it's going to have its own unique thing that it does, and it works. The rewards of abiding in him and his words abiding in you are great. That's why he said in verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. All right. If we break verse 8 down, the Father is glorified. Attention is given to him. They're going to see him for who he is, not how the world says he is, because the world has a foggy description of who God is, and the enemy has a lying description of who God is, and even Christians don't have an accurate. Sometimes their vision of God is just inaccurate, shaped by the world. The only way you'll know him is to abide in him and hear his words. And when I first got saved, I saw God much differently than I do now. I just trust him. I trust him on the fact that he left heaven, became a man, and died for me. Taught me what to watch out for. And I thought in my mind, in my process back then, I thought I just had to do the best I can till he come back. And I was okay with that. But when I started getting to know him, he put provisions here to help us through this life. And it was years. It was almost it was 5 or 6 years before I found out the Holy Spirit would guide us in this life. I didn't even expect him to guide me. I expected him to guide some of the pastors and bishops that I knew. But I didn't think he'd guide me. But the Word said he would. And as I drew near to him, I found myself learning things that nobody could ever teach me. And sometimes he used them to help me grow, you know, but the things he taught me personally went far beyond that. And so it is with everybody. We need each other. We need the pastors and the teachers and everybody, all the fivefold ministry, all the ministers we can hear. We need them. But nothing's supposed to replace your own relationship. Right. And we need each other. They, you know, you can, as even as you're learning from the Lord, you need other people that's saying the same things to keep you in balance, so you won't get off on a tangent. It's easy to get off on a tangent, and then you can't, and it hinders things. But the Lord will keep you in that place where, you know, you're gonna make progress. And you know, when I first started dialoguing with the Lord, I used to be real cautious when I go in his presence. I don't want to do anything that, you know. And the Lord, he just, in a way, he said, you don't have to think like that. It's, you know, I gathered from him that I can walk boldly to the throne. It took time for that. I used to, I didn't want to talk to him until I prayed in the Holy Spirit a while, sang some praise songs. Then I wanted to. He said, you don't have to go through all that. Just listen. And I still pray in the Holy Spirit. When the Lord is trying to teach me something, I pray in the Holy Spirit more than I normally do. Because if he's trying to get something over to me, I pray in the Holy Spirit so I can catch it. And then you have to Let it become a part of who you are. You have to meditate on it, and not so that it don't get taken or lost. And anytime, if we don't do that, we can let this very thing that he said to us slip. And it'll be as though we never heard it. Only the Holy Spirit can bring it back. But whatever he teaches you, you want to be able to recall it when you want it. And the Father's glorified. He said that you bear much fruit. So if you're bearing much fruit, and the only way to bear much fruit is with him. Because Zechariah said that it's not by might, nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. If we bear any fruit, it will be by the Holy Spirit. Preaching the word of God, the word of God is anointed. It's already by the Holy Spirit. Doing the word of God is by the Holy Spirit. And bearing much fruit is by the Holy Spirit. So when we cooperate, sometimes the Lord has to win people, even though people are not fully cooperating, he'll use them to the best of his ability. But if they were cooperating, he could do more. Amen. Amen. And God is, you know, he gets excited when things are working, and that's the gift that abiding in him will give us. All right.
Before we leave, I'd like to speak to your dream that you had. You were wanting to protect that
girl,
20-year-old woman, mm-hmm. from the people around her, mm-hmm. drug dealers and what have you, and I think that we can kind of extend that, because we see that as being more of a, oh, you know, this is, you got drug dealers around, you got criminals around, da da da, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But we want to protect people mm-hmm. that are in a situation that is not walking in faith.
Yeah.
Anything not walking in faith, mm-hmm. you're really in a project.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. If you don't realize the prosperity that we already have in Jesus Christ, you're living in the projects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to protect people from all the negativity, the negative thoughts around, mm-hmm. all the wrong doctrines, mm-hmm. false doctrines that people are preaching, to try to protect them from that.
Mm-hmm.
See, we extend that to where we are today. We may not be living in the projects. We may not be living mm-hmm. so close to people like that. But we're living that right next door to people who are being influenced.
Same way.
Doctrines, wrong preaching,
yep.
wrong teaching,
right. mm-hmm.
by you know, poverty mindsets,
mm-hmm.
and just, oh, I didn't know I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know I could call the rain and it would come.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could stop the rain. I didn't know I could do that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that by speaking negative things over my body, I'm getting negative things in my body.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. You know?
Yeah.
So we can do that.
Uh-huh.
Your dream is saying, hey, look, we can protect these people.
Yeah.
And we need to speak up mm-hmm. and protect these people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to mention that because I think that's an important thing that we apply it to our lives
mm-hmm.
and that we see we got people around us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day we're running into people who are being influenced.
And they are being influenced, because if you're doing the work of God, you stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah. I mean, you're like the lights being turned on. But the anointing can go where we can't. And it made me appreciate it even more. And then I wanted to do things that would make the difference. All right. 1 Corinthians 11. I'm glad y'all helped me with the time. I want to go over. There we go. All right. Verse 24 in chapter 11, he said, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Jesus wanted to be his faith and his teachings to be remembered. One of his names is Emmanuel. He's always with us. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the fellowship, abiding in you, and you abiding in us. Lord, help us to see how priceless this is. Help us all to go forward in you, doing directly what you want us to do. Help us to do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.